So we have a conversation with student activist and Pete Nix, an Oakland-based filmmaker who his film Homeroom is a case study about public school systems that aren't equipping youth properly for young adulthood. And we have him in conversation with a student activist named Cece Chan, who is a filmmaker herself and has kind of grown up in Seattle and seen sort of the difficulties with schooling and how they really don't serve students of color. So that one immediately has a tie-in with Sundance through this film is showing at Sundance. People can watch it and then they can tune into our conversation. We have one about grantmakers in film that is, we became a grant-making organization this year with our Lynn Shelton of A Certain Age grant that gives $25,000 to female non-binary filmmakers over 39 who have yet to make their first feature film. So we're going to be talking a bit about that and also bringing in people from Sundance and SF Film and maybe a couple other organizations to speak to how grant makers are adapting to COVID-19 and also how they're changing their practices to make them more equitable or better serve filmmakers in this time where the industry is changing so much. And we also have Our Right to Gaze, Models for BIPOC and LGBTQ plus Empowerment in Film. And this will be sort of an active, interactive session where people can come in. It's intended to talk to filmmakers about how we can better serve them as people in the industry and also share some practices that we and our partner organizations have started to employ.
So what are sort of the benefits for both the Northwest Film Forum and viewers to the Northwest Film Forum being involved as one of these satellite venues with the Sundance Film Festival?
I think it in some ways brings sort of this well-known outside entity to Seattle in a way that Sundance in person never would have had before outside of their sort of short film touring program that we show every year. And for us to sort of plug into them, I think for them, it seems like a win-win to have in some ways an ability to support art house cinemas in this time that otherwise have supported them through showing their short film programs through the years.
I suppose one of the perks for the viewer, it being virtual, is there's access to the festival where they may have not been able to access it before.
Definitely. And I think that's really a big part of why Sundance did it this way, because I think for a while they've known that, you know, having a festival in Park City, Utah is not accessible at all. And especially during that time of year. And, you know, this really sort of democratizes it a bit and makes it way more accessible to different people and has gives people the opportunity to not only tune into Sundance's regular programming, but also programming that immediately serves their own communities.
Well, Vivian Hua is the executive director of Northwest Film Forum. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Kevin.